Self-driving cars. They haven't arrived in Tennessee yet, but they're on the minds of supporters and critics of Nashville's new 25-year plan for public transportation. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on this question: how will autonomous vehicles change the future of mass transit?
Local leaders were breathing sighs of relief last week as they voted on their transportation plan. It was about 2 years in the making and calls for faster buses and light rail over the next two decades. Yet on the same day, a few hours earlier, they had listened to a visiting expert who said that self-driving cars are about to disrupt transportation plans. Janet Miller on the Metro Transit Authority's board called the talk mind-boggling.
3 years down the road, who knows where we're going to be with that? So we need to be agile and flexible.
The MTA has been hearing requests from the Chamber of Commerce and the public to get ready for a driverless car revolution. Some say they'll make buses and trains obsolete if they can pick up at your door and go straight to a destination. Others question why Metro's plan dedicates only two paragraphs to autonomous vehicles. So I asked MTA's chief, Steve Bland, to respond, and I read him some public comments that doubt his agency's vision for the future, like this one.
It'll be autonomous vehicles, not your dream of shoving hundreds of people into a train or bus.
No doubt autonomous vehicles are going to play a much larger role in the transportation future, but it's no magic bullet.
Bland's team pictures self-driving cars working with mass transit in two ways. First, the MTA wants some lanes of traffic, especially on the interstate, to be dedicated to buses. Autonomous vehicles could share those lanes. And at a local level, the cars could move riders short distances to and from transit stops, making it easier to use the system. That appeals to Boston transplant Richard Forberg.
They could bring people from the neighborhood streets out to the busy street to catch the bus, instead of people having to walk in the rain and the heat. And that can improve public transit.
And Bland with MTA says it would be a mistake to focus too much on autonomous vehicles, especially in a transit system that needs many improvements and as soon as possible. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.